Steve Hayes announced in October he's accepted a similar position with Visit St. Pete Clearwater in Pinellas County. He took over Visit Pensacola in 2013, helping it break away from the Chamber of Commerce to become a standalone tourist organization.
Keep in mind during that time period, even before I got here, there was already some talk about how do they go through to do that. And this is in 13, 3 years after BP. So you still had the growth, people unaware of what was going on within the Pensacola area, you know, even in Northwest Florida.
But as Hayes and others discovered, there was more to creating an agency focused on tourism than just hanging out a shingle and changing the stationery.
You had to create bylaws for the organization. What would your board look like? Creating the finance policies, travel policies. You had to come up with an employee manual. Essentially, you're taking the current staff and then transitioning them. And then what equipment are you going to need? But I think it's been very successful.
Hayes then asked the question, what is that long-term strategic plan for tourism? The answer was an initiative called Destination 2020, for which Hayes provided the framework.
We brought in national leaders to talk about the big picture, and then people around the table in Pensacola, stakeholders and non-stakeholders, to talk about what does this thing called tourism look like, and if we said in 5 years, what does it look like, to kind of get them thinking beyond that.
By all counts, Destination 2020 is a success. Tax collections on tourist development are up by 58%, visitor spending up 24%, and growing the number of visitors has risen 27%. A lot of that, says Hayes, was getting the information and developing a yardstick.
When I came here, we did not have a solid research program. Now we can go back and we can say in 2018 that visitors to this community spent almost $840 million, and they're generating $23 million in local taxes. That's our visitor and what they're contributing to the local economy.
In the 3 years that I've been on the board, he has really moved the needle, both with his understanding of the tourism visitation industry, his understanding of our community and the strengths of this community and the unique attributes that make Pensacola such a phenomenal place to live.
Retired Navy Captain Sterling Gillum is director of the National Naval Aviation Museum and is the incoming chairman of the board for Visit Pensacola. The board will look for Hayes' successor with the help of the headhunter firm Searchwide Global, which specializes in the tourism destination marketing industry.
They are at the start of what will probably be a 16-week, maybe a little bit longer process to try to determine what do we need in a president to continue to move the ball forward, such as Steve has done in his time here.
Plans are to identify qualified candidates, the total number to be determined, but Gillum says they do want to cast a wide net.
I suspect when Searchwide interviews the folks, they'll say things like, we want someone who understands the industry, appreciates the unique attributes of Pensacola, because this is not just another beach town. Pensacola has so many things to offer here. Also, the ability to lead.
During the search, Gillum says former Escambia County Administrator Jack Brown will take over on an interim basis.
That gives us a go-to franchise player who understands the industry. He understands the funding mechanism that supports Visit Pensacola as a county administrator, and he's a superlative individual whose hallmark during his military service was strategic planning.
I will continue to manage the day-to-day operations of Visit Pensacola and continue to look for new events to bring to Pensacola and work with the board.
Brown will also do some work to update Visit Pensacola's strategic plan and help out with some ongoing projects.
Right now, we're pursuing a RFP with Sunbelt Conference to potentially host a basketball tournament here in 2021. 22, 23. We got a lot of things going. We're trying to get tall ships back, and we're excited.
And now for the $64 question. Is Jack Brown interested in dropping the interim tag by applying for the job? He says, stay tuned.
I really don't know at this point. I want to get to know the people, and I found out a long time ago. Sometimes it's better to do your due diligence than decide to jump into something, and it would be something that my wife and I will talk about.
December 12th is both Steve Hayes' final day at Visit Pensacola and Jack Brown's first day there. Hayes begins his duties in St. Pete Clearwater on the 16th. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.